President Obama is raising campaign cash with the help of Hollywood star power today. Mitt Romney is holding meetings in New Hampshire, reportedly to close in on his vice presidential candidate. Joining us to take a look at the latest from the presidential campaign trail are WBUR's political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne, and Republican Todd Domke. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Deb.
Good morning.
Okay, it appears that the economy is still the issue here. Latest jobs report showing that the nation's economy added 163,000 jobs in July, but also the unemployment rate went up a tenth of a percentage point. So we have to talk about how these numbers will affect the presidential candidates. Dan?
Well, I've said many times on this very program that Obama's real opponent isn't Mitt Romney, it's the economy. And when James Carville famously said, "It's the economy, stupid," he wrote that as a reminder to himself to stay on the economy. That's not easy to do, as Mitt Romney discovered last week when he went to London and made news, embarrassing news, and then continued to screw up as he worked his way through Israel. People weren't feeling so afraid of the economy. Barack Obama would be winning this race by 40 points.
Well, I think Dan is exaggerating how much Obama would be ahead if we had a decent economy, because now the electorate is so polarized, it's sort of 45% base for each party. But I get his point. Romney points out that the 8.3% unemployment rate now really means that the Obama policies have failed to stimulate the economy. And what it means as a practical matter is that on come election, the unemployment rate would have remained above 8% for three straight years. So if you had asked Democratic pundits a year or two ago whether they thought Obama would be reelected with the unemployment rate stuck above 8%, I think most of them would have said no real chance of winning. But he's been kind of a magician. He diverts attention away from the bad economy, and he says, oh, let me pull this Romney rabbit out of the hat, and it's working for him.
Romney rabbit meaning?
Meaning different personal issues about Romney.
And attack ads.
That's
so,
right.
So let's talk about that a little bit, because some polls in some of the key states like Florida and Ohio are showing that President Obama has jumped to a lead in some of those states. And Dan, I want to ask you, do you think that that's because of the attack ads against Mitt Romney, or obviously the economy in some of these states is still really bad? What's happening there?
Well, I think it's the cumulative effect of weeks of questions about Romney's actions as head of Bain. And connected to that is his unwillingness to release his tax form or returns. So we don't know a lot about where his investments are, how much taxes he paid. And then the Romney campaign went slightly berserk last week when Harry Reid said, the majority leader said, well, we don't really know what's in those taxes. I think he didn't pay any taxes. Mm-hmm. And then Eric Fernstrom, the Romney advisor, accused Harry Reid of acting like Joe McCarthy. I mean, they were just crazed about this subject, which says to me that they're very worried about those tax returns.
Well, in fairness, I think most of the media, including liberals like the comedian Jon Stewart, have pointed out that Harry Reid's tactic was very sleazy. George Will pointed out it was like Joe McCarthy to make accusations without backing up, especially on the Senate floor as he did. But yes, the Obamaites have turned Romney's strength, his success in business, into a weakness. They've tapped into people's fear and loathing of the super wealthy. Some say Obama has defined Romney just as President Bush defined John Kerry, making him seem elitist, out of touch, untrustworthy, and Romney has played into that with some gaffes. And frankly, during the Olympics, it didn't help. We saw a lot of coverage on his wife's horse dressage that sort of reinforced the elitist idea.
Right. Yeah. Now, the cover of Newsweek, too, last week hit Romney hard. It called him a wimp. The cover story said Romney, quote, was a total bust and the most risk-averse major politician to come along in ages. Ouch. But what we're hearing here, a lot of charges, a lot of accusations, a lot of attack ads, but we still have the economy as the overriding issue. Will these people going berserk about tax issues and other things and these arguments about, in what some people's mind might be minutia, will they be overshadowed by the economy ultimately? And are they right now?
Well, it depends really on what this tiny slice of the world, like 5 or 6% of the population, how they feel when we get close to November. Romney's wimp cover was really about his character. that he dodges the press. He's afraid of his conservative base. He hides his taxes. He just doesn't project the kind of macho image of Ronald Reagan or the war record of John McCain.
Let's keep in mind, this is Newsweek, and their circulation has been declining for years, so they keep doing these desperate kind of things. I think it's Newsweek that is insecure. They feel they have to try to help themselves by personal attacks. And it's hypocritical because this same magazine, you know, bemoaned how there's a lack of civility. Well, obviously, they don't believe in being civil.
Hmm. Now, you mentioned foreign policy earlier. Both of you did to some degree, and we talked about Mitt Romney's trip to London and to Israel last week. And I'm wondering if foreign policy is at all going to be an issue, do you think, for voters this election?
Well, Romney embarrassed himself in London, and he showed how ill-prepared he is when he went to the Middle East. I mean, he showed us that he's not ready to stand on the world stage and represent the U.S. Does that matter? Yes, because we live now in a global economy, and things that you say that affect the entire world's economy matter. They could hurt your own country. You know, Mitt Romney was supposed to go take this trip to look like a statesman, and instead he wound up looking like Sarah Palin.
Well,
wow.
I think Romney's overseas trip, it did remind me of the National Lampoon movie where Chevy Chase takes his family, the Griswolds, on a European vacation. You know, didn't exactly enhance the American image overseas. But whether foreign policy would be an issue at the end would mean that there had been a foreign policy crisis. And I think there'd be a lot of suspicion of an October surprise because it's not as if this White House has been non-political in all its foreign policy actions. For example, Obama suddenly signed a new security pact with Israel right before Romney went to Israel. And remember when the president told the Russian president, after my election, I have more flexibility. So there's a lot of politics in their foreign policy.
Mm-hmm. Well, we will continue to check in. Republican Todd Domke, thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you.
Democrat Dan Payne, thanks to you as well.
Always glad to do it.
And you can read Todd and Dan's daily commentaries at our website, wbur.org.